Hello, friends, and welcome to another exciting transmission of the ABCs of Rock podcast. I am your host, Nathan Shore, broadcasting from my home studio and part of the Westin Media Center podcast network. The ABCs of Rock podcast is solely designed to introduce its listeners to the artist's deeper catalog. I do not claim to own the rights to any of this music. I simply want to shine a brighter light on these artists and encourage you, the listener, to seek out their music and purchase it, download it, or stream it through legal means. Supporting these artists is of utmost importance to me. And believe me, folks, the way the music industry is heading, they need all the support they can get. So if you like these songs, please go out and buy their music. Go to their concerts, buy a t-shirt. It's pretty much the only way they can make a living these days. There, that said, let's get on to the good stuff. Definitely changing gears for this week's show. The last few shows have been all about some big acts, but today we're on to the letter E, and I'm so excited to showcase a band that really is not a household name, but they should be because they're out there making some amazing music. I'm talking about the Eagles of Death Metal. Now, true rock and roll fans probably already are familiar with these guys, but this episode is for you, the average radio listener who I'm pretty sure has never heard them on terrestrial radio. So here's some background on the band. They were formed in the late 90s by Jesse Hughes and Josh Homme. Josh also being the frontman for Queens of the Stone Age. Maybe when we get to the letter Q, we'll talk about that band. That might be a little tease. So Jesse and Josh have been longtime friends and the two main contributors to the band. The rest of the band consists of many members, and there's such a high turnover, I'm not even going to read the laundry list of names. When the Eagles do perform live, however, it's usually without Homme, who I guess is up to other creative projects in one of his other dozen bands that he's in. So let's get to the music. It's hard to describe their musical style to someone who's not familiar with them. They are heavy on guitar riffs with lots of tongue and firmly planted in cheek lyrics. I personally describe them to people as playful and cocky boogie rock with definite influences of the Rolling Stones and the Stooges. First up on the list is from their debut album, Peace, Love, and Death Metal. I actually found this CD at my local library a long, long time ago, and for some reason, based on the band's name alone, I had to check it out. The album was released on March 23rd of 2004 and produced by Josh Homme. The first song we're playing is Speaking in Tongues. And what a great way to start things off. Here's a verse from the song. I said, ho, I got this feeling and it's deep in my body. It gives me wiggles and it makes my rump shake. I said, ho, if I should touch you, might be electrocuted. All right, let's play Speaking in Tongues. You speak in tongues, I'll never demonstrate. If that song sounded familiar, it has been used in several movies and TV shows. In fact, I could say that about a lot of their songs. They are quite prolific if you're counting the number of times you've heard them in a film, a TV show, commercials, and video games. Up next, also from their debut album, is a cover of the iconic Steelers Wheel 70s classic Stuck in the Middle. But the band creatively changed the spelling from middle to metal, obviously a tie-in to their name. There are lots of cool songs on this album, and I know I could easily pick one of their originals, but I just can't deny this version of this song. It's just so unabashed, and it's really stripped down to its core elements. Stuck in the Middle has been covered many times, but I have to say, this is my favorite of all of them. Don't need to quote a verse on this one. You all know the song, so brace yourself. Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. In the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. Up next on our list, we move on to what I feel is their best album top to bottom. It's their 2006 release, Death by Sexy. I think this entire album is a masterpiece. It's slick, it's cocky, it's trashy, it's got some great guitar riffs. It's just a fun time. A true party rock and roll album. And they don't make a lot of those anymore these days. It was released on April 11th of that year. The song I'm going to play is I Got a Feeling, Just 19. I love just how raunchy these lyrics are. Here's a verse. I touch you there because I know the spot. You know I'm everything that he's just not. And when I hear it, yeah, you feel a shot. I'm coming for you, baby, ready or not. Now look at baby, you're just 19. Flesh so hot, ready or not. You know, before I go any further, I want to remind people that I love getting feedback on these shows. If any of this music has hit a nerve with you, good or bad, I'd love to hear about it. Because that's what we're all about here, turning you onto music you probably aren't familiar with. And if this episode can create at least one more Eagles of Death Metal fan, I want to know about it. Up next is another track off Death by Sexy. It's titled Cherry Cola. If you haven't already heard this song, then you're in for something special here. This is simply a tight, poppy, toe-tapping romp. The song gets in, gets its thing done, and gets out. No frills. Here's a verse. Got some needs, yeah, I need to shake it. And I can razzmatazz you, honey, if you want me to. I can be your daddy, be your rock and roller. You can be my sugar, be my cherry cola. Anyone else pick up on the little inspiration from the Runaways' Cherry Bomb, especially with Jesse Hughes' stuttered delivery of Cha-Cha Cherry Cola? Definitely in there. Got one more track off of Death by Sexy that is actually my favorite on the album. It's titled Like to Move in the Night. Let's listen to it first and I'll come back and fill you in with some more on the album. In the verse, I almost forgot. I like to move. Yes, I move in the night. You know, I mellow down easy. Yes, it is a sight. I like to stroll. Yes, I take my time. And when them women start dancing, got to make them mine. One final thought on this album before we move on. There's this great quote from the review of Death by Sexy on by Pop Matters magazine, and I'll quote it here. You know you're gonna feel like trash tomorrow, but you're going home with Death by Sexy anyway. That about sums up the album and in a lot of ways their entire discography. Okay, we're halfway done. Five down, five to go. We pick up with their next album titled Heart On. The innuendos just keep coming. Released on October 28th of 2008 and produced by, of course, Josh Homme, it debuted at number 57 on the Billboard 200. I believe that's the highest of any of their albums ever got. Here's what Jesse Hughes said about the album, and I quote, "It's our latest fantabulous weapon, a top-secret music missile, a sonic warhead sexually tipped for her pleasure, shot from the deck of the USS Eagles of Death Metal, Mantastic Fantastic." Wow. The song we're going to play is something that is a little different from them. It's the first true ballad, and it's titled Now I'm a Fool. And I'm picking this also because I really want to demonstrate their diversity. This is a genuinely sweet song with a beautiful vocal delivery from Hughes. And it has this really neat twangy guitar sound that really sets the vibe. Here's a verse. Now I'm a fool. I feel like the whole world knows, and I just can't escape it. Figured you're cool. I was so sweet on you, and it seems like you faked it. Figured you're cool. I was so sweet on you. Dug that. The next song is also off the album titled Solo Flights. It's another example of this band's diversity. They really do know how to mix it up. When I was doing research on this episode, actually I do this for all the episodes, I listened to a majority of the band's catalog. In this case of the Eagles death metal, they only have a handful of albums out, so it wasn't that time consuming. But when I got to this album, I had a hard time deciding on what to highlight. I've heard this album about a dozen times or so over the years, but this song was something I tended to overlook. And while I'm deciding to pick out songs, this one suddenly jumped out at me out of all the others. And I think that's what makes this album great, that you can still discover new things and find new appreciation for songs that didn't originally resonate with you. What's Solo Flights about? Well, if you have to ask, here's a verse. Nobody does me like I do. I'm just a one-man operation. Beg me to show you the ropes. Well, come get your edumacation. Like I do, I'm just a one-man operation. Beg me to show you the ropes. Well, come. Our next track is off their fourth studio release, which came out on October 2nd, 2015, titled Zipper Down. You have to see the album cover to get the full effect of the title. So that's basically a 7-year hiatus, but during that time, they were both busy. Josh went back to making Queen's Records and a really great side project called Midnight Vultures, which he did it with Dave Grohl John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin. Jesse recorded his solo album, which came out in 2011. In fact, there are quite a handful of songs from Jesse's solo album, which was called Honky Kong, that were re-recorded for this new Eagles album. Another great thing about this album is that it clocks in at a lean 34 minutes. I actually wish bands would stick to shorter album lengths. Someone who appreciates the full album experience sometimes finds it difficult to sit through an hour-long recording. Having something short and tight, I feel, is very refreshing. Okay, let's get to the next track, which is Got the Power. Maybe the funkiest track they've ever recorded. There's these dual vocals that complement each other in a way I've never heard on any song ever. I'm guessing it's somehow artificially manufactured, but you can be the judge. Here's a verse from the song. Yes, I ride the lightning. Yes, I'm on the go. And when I go down slow, I need more power now. It keeps me damn lucky. Yes, I just won't stop. I'm lit to pop. Oh, yes, I got the power now. So much swagger, so lewd. Gotta love it. Up next is another song off of Zipper Down called Skin Tight Boogie. It's got all these amazing guitar tones circling around. I love its lyrical delivery. It just seduces me. Here's a verse. Arms, legs, toes, and feet. Lipstick in eyes, sneaky peeks. split tail buttons and bows, pink butterflies on painted toes. Alright, we got one more song to play, then I'm out of here. Technically, Zipper Down is their most recent official release. However, I'm going to play a song off a compilation album. Eagles of Death Metal presents Boots Electric performing the best songs we never wrote. It's basically a full-on covers album from Jesse Hughes. As far as I can tell, Josh Homme didn't have much of a role in the production of this. I really love this album. It's got some cool covers like Kiss's God of Thunder, Steve Miller's Abracadabra, AC/DC's High Voltage, and the Ramones' Beat on the Brat, which is my favorite Ramones song, by the way, and Wham's Careless Whisper, among many more, all with the charisma and swagger that Jesse Hughes delivers. There are so many tracks I could have picked off this album, but I'm going to settle on a kick-ass rendition of, wait for it, Kenny Rogers, In the First Editions, Just Dropped In to See What My Condition Is In. The original is a classic, probably the only Kenny Rogers song I actually like. Let me know what you think of this one. To me, it sounds like Hughes was born to sing this song. It just fits him like a snug, comfy boot.
I woke up this morning with the sun down. Shining in, I found my mind in a brown paper bag within. I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind.
There you go, 10 songs from the Eagles of Death Metal. It felt great to switch things up for this episode on the ABC is a Rock. I sincerely hope I turn on some new fans to this great band. If you are now a fan, please go out and purchase their music and show the world that you support these artists. So that's the end of this week's show. As always, I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast where it's currently available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, Deezer, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, and CastBox. If you're able to please leave a 5-star rating review, that would be great as well. The ABC's a Rock podcast is part of the Western Media Podcast Network, where you can find other wonderful podcasts. Thank you again for listening to the show, and I'll talk to you next week.